That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good!
Go on, Carlos.
Get up! Pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the Terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
Live from the internet, it is the second annual 2B Tuesday Achievement Awards, hosted by Super Marcy, Bead, and Batch. Woo! Hey.
Hello, we're everybody. Back. We're back, and welcome everyone to our second annual 2B Tuesday Podcast Awards, the awards which we honour the best and the worst of the films that we have covered on the show in 2022.
Yes.
Yes.
and we survived the LA Wars.
We did.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We survived the LA Wars.
Mm. It's a very interesting year. Let's go.
We've seen brains in jars. We've had cavemen. We've had pirates. We've had breakdancing.
Indeed. It has been quite a... 2002 was an epic year for the show. We had a lot of highlights, a couple of low lights here and there. But I think overall it was a great year for the show. And actually it was kind of hard even putting together these nominees for this year's awards because we had quite a lot of contenders this year.
Yeah, we watched a lot of movies. Some good, some bad, some terrible.
Indeed.
Some terribly good.
Exactly. So we are back for our second annual awards, and we have brought some of the same awards back that we did last year. We even have a couple of new categories as well. So we might as well get straight to it. Now, Marcy, you are presenting the first award, and it's a brand new award we've done for this show, and that, of course, is the Best Booby Fair Award.
Yes.
We're starting it off hot.
We're starting hot and heavy. Yes, this is a very special award. It's the Best Booby Fair. So during our time in 2022 for the 2B Tuesdays podcast, we saw lots of boobs on the movies we watched. And we thought, you know what? There were so many. We should present an award for the Best Booby Fair in a film. And I'm going to send over the duties to one of our... favorite guest stars on our show, Sir Michael Caine.
Well, thank you there, Marcy. I'm glad you didn't blow the bloody doors off. Now, let's get to it with Best Booby Fair Award. The nominees are Jaws the Revenge. No, wait, that wasn't a Tubi movie. Should be ashamed, it's not on Tubi. Got me my summer home in Italy. But no, really, the nominees for this award are Frankenhooker, Golden Temple Amazons, Possessed by the Night, Showgirls, Stone Age Sirens, The Toxic Avenger, and Vice Academy. Now, the award for Best Booby Fair goes to Showgirls.
From the creators of Basic Instinct, the last time they took you to the edge. This time, they're taking you all the way.
We take the cash, we cash the check, we show them what they want to see.
You got more natural talent when you dance than anybody I've ever seen.
She's going down to the Stardust. She's gonna be in the show.
Right?
If someone gets in your way, step on them.
It's not fair.
It's not about fair, it's about power.
You're a stripper, don't you get it?
I'm a dancer.
She's dazzling, she's exciting, and she's what Las Vegas is all about.
Woo!
It was a tough, indeed. I've honestly thought Golden Temple Amazons would win out, but I think it was only fair that Showgirls won this one in the end.
It was.
I had a hard
69.
Time picking this category because there was a lot of good boobies in this year.
But you know, the movie that was episode 69 probably should have won, and we did that. We recorded that on Taco Tuesday.
Indeed.
And many thanks to Sir Michael Caine for presenting the award. He's going to go give it to Paul Verhoeven very soon.
Exactly. And presenting our next award is another brand new award we have developed this year. And that, of course, is the Best Biggest Fucking Nerd Award. And Matt, you are presenting this one.
Actually, I'm going to hand the nominations over to Bede's favorite character, who just loves Bede, Baby Craven.
Let's go.
I'm here to, because I'm just a little baby, and to do the category of the biggest fucking nerd, even though I know it's Bede, and I'm going to stab you, Bede, with my knife.
Jeez.
Baby Craven.
But, the biggest fucking nerd, the nominees, Crime Wave, Frankenhooker, Hatchet, Hell of the Loving Dead, Orgasmo, Tank Girl, or the Toxic Avenger. And the winner is the Toxic Avenger, Melvin. He's the biggest fucking nerd this year.
Meet little Melvin. He's a 90-pound weakling. Everyone hated Melvin.
I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat.
They teased him.
I wanna do it with you.
Okay.
They taunted him. They tormented him until he had a horrifying accident and fell into a vat of nuclear waste, transforming little Melvin into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Melvin became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero born out of nuclear waste.
Holy shit!
Well done, Melvin. Baby Craven will go and give you your award.
And it'll be followed by a stab, stab, stab.
And he might stab you when he does it.
Don't take it personally. He does that to everybody.
Exactly. Especially me. Especially me, for some reason. Because he really has it out for me all the time.
He does.
Blame Louise. Blame Louise.
Exactly. That's I'm going to blame Louise. So, for our next award is award I'm kind of presenting, which, of course, is Best Fashion. I have a very special guest for this one, and it's a guy who has made his first appearance on the show in 2022, and that is not Al Pacino. Al Pacino, come and present this award. Hello, everyone. It's me, Al Pacino. Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha! He's back.
Hoo-ha! I was in Scarface, which I wore really cool suits. So it's only fair that I present the award for Best Fashion. And the nominees are... Yes! Hoo-ah! And the nominees are... Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo! Hoo-ah! Golden Temple Amazons! Which doesn't make sense, since there's barely any fashion in it! Hoo-ah! Ninja Terminator! Showgirls! Tank Girl! Vice Academy! And Yellowbeard! Hoo-ah! And the award goes to... Yellowbeard!
Spanish Main, only one name makes cutthroats hoist their sails, hide their loot, and hold their noses. Yellowbeard.
A bucket of rum and be quick about it.
The terror of the seas, fighting the scum of the earth for the gold of the realm in the comedy of the century, the 17th century. The chase is on for Yellowbeard's treasure, with Graham Chapman as Yellowbeard.
Kill this stupid old bugger.
Oh, hold your horses.
I can't kill him. He brought me up, just like a father.
Hoo-ah!
Oh!
Woo!
We love that... weird pirate fashions on this show.
They won just for Graham Chapman's afro, that blonde afro with the beard.
Really, truly, exactly. It was.
And problematic cuddles.
Exactly. But I suppose given that Yellowbeard was a period piece. It only made sense for this one to win best fashion.
I mean, it has some epic fashion choices in Yellowbeard, so well deserved.
Tommy Chong's like headpiece.
Right?
With that giant snake.
Right?
Exactly.
That alone just like sealed the deal.
Indeed. Now, Marcy, we have another award for you to present, and that, of course, is another new category this year, is Best Goriest Film.
Yeah, we did have a lot of gory and just kind of gross movies last year. So, the Best Goriest Film Award. Here are the nominees. The Beyond. Dude Bro Party Massacre 3. Hatchet. Hell of the Living Dead. Punisher Warzone, The Toxic Avenger, Tromeo and Juliet. Let me just get the envelope out here. And the award for Best Goriest Film goes to Hatchet. And here,
It's Sensible Victor Crowley. And I just want to thank everyone for this award, and I want to thank you by giving you a great big hug. And by giving you a hug, I mean rip off your head and then pull off your arms and then pull off your legs, and just, I just love everybody so much because I'm so sensitive.
I was gonna say Sensitive Victor Crowley was gonna accept the award, which he has.
You
got to be very careful with this award. Don't hug it too hard.
Oh, I could use this to kill somebody. I mean, hug somebody.
I mean,
well, that is true. You know what, Sensitive Victor Crowley, we might have to introduce you to Baby Craven, because something tells me you two are gonna get on like a house on fire.
That kid scares me.
I don't blame you at all.
He scares all of us.
He does, actually.
Exactly.
We're terrified of Baby Craven.
But, indeed, especially me.
But yes, Hatchet as Goriest Film, I think, is a very well-deserved award. We had a lot of gruesome films, so.
Indeed. And I'd imagine this 2023, we're going to up the ante with gory films, but that remains to be seen. But we'll move right along to our next award, which, of course, is the Best Worst Voice ADR Dubbing.
Here to bring us this award is Morgan Freeman.
I'd like to present the award for the best worst ADR dubbing. The nominees are Batwoman, The Beyond, Gordon Temple Amazons, still there's some nice titties in that movie, Hell of the Living Dead, Dead the Terminator, The Return of the Swamp Thing, and Dream Dragons. And the award goes to Hell of the Living Dead.
I insist that the most serious situation we have to deal with is cremating the bodies.
Cut it out! Stop wasting your damn bullets, you jerks! You need to hit their heads! I told you! See? Like this! Get away! Beat it! Clear out!
That was a piece of shit.
I guess. Congratulations.
Best movie ever. Boo.
A complete upset. Hell of the Living Dead.
Truly. But honestly, it did have the worst dubbing I have seen for a long time.
I thought Ninja Terminator was going to take that award, but...
See, this is why this category is great, because it honors the best and the worst dubbing. So you can see this award either way, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, no, it's definitely the worst dubbing.
No, it's the worst dubbing.
It was endearing in Ninja Terminator. It was bullshit in Hell of the Living Dead.
Exactly. Now, moving right along to our next award, which, of course, is an award that I'm particularly have a lot of love for. It is near and dear to my heart, and that, of course, is the Best Hair Award. For somebody who barely has any hair award, this award has a lot of resonance for me.
Well,
so the nominees.
Have a wig collection, yes. Bead, so it is near and
well,
dear.
Well, that is
heart.
True.
I've
that
never seen this wig collection. It's been often talked about, but I've never physically seen this wig collection.
Well, we've seen one of those wigs.
I've seen one.
We did see one.
Yes, on Double Trouble, but that's beside the point. but the nominees for Best Hair are Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, Class of Nukem High, Golden Temple Amazons, Ninja Terminator, Orgasmo, Showgirls, and Vice Academy. And the award goes to, not a shocker at all, Ninja Terminator!
Ninja Terminator! Witness a bloody struggle over the search for the unlimited force of the Golden Ninja Warrior. Ninja Terminator, an outstanding action-packed adventure between a triangle of the deadliest ninja warriors.
Woo! Grant Chapman was robbed for Yellowbeard, that's all I'm saying.
I know, it was one of the biggest...
He wasn't even nominated!
Even if he was nominated, I don't think he would have been able to match the epicness that is the He-Man wig in
that
Ninja
is true.
Terminator.
Nothing
that
was
true.
Gonna... Yeah, there was no way Ninja Terminator wasn't winning Best Hair with that wig.
Exactly.
Which might have been one of the funniest reveals we've ever had on the show.
Indeed.
What an amazing movie.
It is a classic, that movie. Now, we'll move right along to our next award, which, of course, is our best Patreon poll subscriber pick, which, of course, is a category that honors some of the films we have put either on the Patreon poll or were picked by our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
And, Marcy, you're presenting this one, or at least telling us who's presenting this one.
Yes, well, presenting this award is me. So, best Patreon poll or subscriber pick. And we like to thank, very big shout out and thank you to all of our Patreons who have participated in our polls and who have also picked films for us to watch and in some cases actually come on the show and joined us. So big thank you to everybody. We love and appreciate you so much. This award is in your honor. The nominees are American Werewolf in Paris, Caveman, Double Trouble, Gamera, the Giant Monster, Orgasmo, Titanic 2, Electric Boogaloo, Without Warning, the Original Predator. And just open the envelope here. The award for the best Patreon poll or subscriber pick is Caveman, the film starring Ringo Starr.
The dawn of civilization. Primitive. Dangerous. Exciting. Wet. And sloppy. Caveman. The handwriting is on the wall. If the human race is ever going to amount to anything, it needs a leader. Will it be Tonda? He is strong. How about Gog? Gog is out of sight.
Go, Ringo! Woo! And Dennis Quaid.
I'm going to go give this award to Dennis Quaid and Ringo Starr later on.
You know who should receive this award? Who's a little character who has made a prominent appearance throughout that episode, and I think we all know who that is.
Thank you, Kaiju! I'm proud to accept this award! Right, in the honor of the beloved Goku Kaiju!
Attaboy, Goku Kaiju! Accept this award.
Exactly. Well, we're glad Geico Kaiju accepted the award on Caveman's behalf. And we'll move
all praise right be along. All praise be in his name.
Exactly. Praise we all, be the all hail. Kaiju. All praise and all hail, Geico Kaiju. Now, we'll move right along to our next award, which is our best running joke. And this award honors all the running jokes that we had throughout 2022. And Batcha, tell us who the nominees are.
Wait a second. Before Batch presents this award, or it does everything, does this mean we need new jokes for 2023?
Fuck no!
No! See, the only time a running joke cannot be considered for this award is only if it wins. So the same running jokes can keep being nominated until one of them wins.
Because we've never been known to run a joke on into the ground on this show. Never.
Never.
Exactly. Exactly.
Over to Batch.
Okay, so nominations for running joke of the year. There's a lot of them. So the anti-vaxxer conspiracy guy. Mm-hmm. Booby Fell. The Ninja Terminator wig showing up in almost every film we've done since Ninja mm-hmm. Terminator. We just heard from the Geico Kaiju minion. Oh, hail Geico Kaiju. Oh, he just wants a cuddle.
Mm.
Started on the Yellowbeard episode. linking every movie back to the LA Wars, which was the central theme for the second season of the 2B Tuesday podcast.
Exactly.
The soap opera that is the Louise Lasser Craven saga and rotary phones.
I wonder what possibly could win.
So the best running joke of 2022 is the Ninja Terminator wig showing up in every film.
Amazing. That wig got around Woo! Places.
And it was so weird that that wig, after watching Ninja Terminator, like every second movie, that wig just kept popping up.
It just showed up everywhere.
Even if it didn't look like the same wig, it was the same wig.
It was still there. It was just slightly older.
We've got confirmation. Because we're scientists.
Yes.
Exactly. Well,
you're the scientist, but yeah.
All righty, and now we'll move right along to the next award, which is one of my favorite categories for our awards, which is the best what the fuck moment. And it's only fair that only one person can present this award, and that, of course, is me, Charles Bronson. Oh, hello, wow. Everybody. Hello, I'm Charles Bronson, and I'm here to present the award for Best What the Fuck Moment. And the nominees are Baby Oopsie Flying While Farting in Puppet Master vs. Demonic Toys.
Oh, there he is right now.
Fish Sex in Showgirls. The Gold Foil on the Cave Walls in Golden Temple Amazons. The Hospital Musical Number in Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. Pino being a robot in Silent Night Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker. The Toy Robot Messenger in Ninja Terminator. And finally, the twist ending in Stone Age Sirens. And the award goes to the twist ending in Stone Age Sirens.
That was, without a doubt, the biggest what the fuck moment of the year. Nobody saw that ending coming.
Nobody. Nope. The clues were there. We just did not put two and two together at all.
I think it was in some of the deleted porn scenes that, I think the bigger story of that is we realized we were watching a edited porn halfway through the movie.
Right? It was like After Dark it was a movie without the porn.
Exactly. And you can imagine, I wasn't on that episode, no. So you can imagine my shock watching the Patreon video version, which you can go to Patreon right now to watch all of our episodes right now, if you sign up and subscribe. I was legit shook when that epping happened.
You were, because you messaged me as, well, after you watched it, you're like, what?
So we won't reveal what that twist ending is.
Never.
I mean, the movie only goes for like 40, 50 minutes long.
Of this ending, you have to experience it.
Exactly. Either on Tubi or the Patreon video version of this show.
Brilliant.
Exactly. Now we'll move right along to our next award. And that, of course, is the Best Director Award. And over to you, Marcy.
Yes. This is a big award. This is the Best Director Award for a director who's directed a film that we've watched in 2022 for the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. The nominees are Sam Furstenberg for Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo. Lloyd Kaufman for Tromeo and Juliet. However, we did watch several Lloyd Kaufman movies, but that one we just picked is for that. Fred Olin Ray for Possessed by the Night. Also could have been Stone Age Sirens, but, you know, you just got to pick the one movie. Mr. Sam Raimi for Crime Wave. Rachel Talalay for Tank Girl. Paul Verhoeven for Showgirls. There's too many girls there, it's confusing. And pronounce his name.
I think it's, Noriaki Yuasa.
There, thank you. For Gamera, the giant monster. And it should come as no surprise to anybody. The best director for a film watched on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast in 2022 goes to the one and only, the uncle to all his loyal fans, Mr. Lloyd Kaufman for Tromeo and Juliet.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angels we have tried with the crystal tide forever that flows to the throne of God?
Woo! Uncle Lloyd!
Well done, Uncle
Lloyd.
Congrats,
Uncle Lloyd. And it's not like we had any biases for him being the winner of this category.
Not at all. What are you talking about?
So, no.
Get out of here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Many thank you, Lloyd Kaufman.
And coming up next is the Best Supporting Actress category, which will be presented by Batch.
Best Supporting Actress. Oh. It is a very heated category this year. So the nominees are Jeanette Cronin for Shrimp on the Barbie, Gina Gershon for Showgirls, Madeline Kahn for Yellowbeard, Louise Lasser for Frankenhooker, Cinzia Moranay for The Beyond, Patty Mullen for Frankenhooker, and Shannon Tweed for Possessed by the Night. And the winner of the Tubi Tuesday Podcast Award for 2022 is Patty Mullen for Frankenhooker.
Thanks anyway.
Well, look at the lady in purple. What truck hit you?
You looking for some action?
Hey, get your hands off me, babe.
Need some company? Hey. Lonely? Got any money? Jeffrey, we've only got a few minutes left before we hit the streets. Have you found your perfect woman yet?
Oh, yes, God, yes, yes, take me, yes.
Damn.
An absolute shocker. I was not expecting her to win.
I thought Shannon Tweed had that locked up.
I mean, I thought Gina Gershon had that, but, I mean, apparently the voters really love Frankenhooker. We love Frankenstein-style monsters made entirely out of hookers.
So. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Brilliant performance, well-deserved award. Mwah.
Exactly. And we'll move right along to our next award, which is the Best Supporting Actor Award. And presenting this award is a very special actor who unfortunately isn't nominated this year, but he's here to present this award anyway. And that, of course, is the one, the only, Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nicolas Cage. I'm here to present the award for the Best Supporting Actor, which easily could have been me 7 times in this category. Because I could have easily played all 7 of these roles. Mm. But that being said, here are the nominees for Best Supporting Actor. And they are Wong Chang Lee in Ninja Terminator, Kane Hodder in Hatchet, Eric Roberts in Halloween Hell, Matt Stone in Orgasmo, Johnny Vinokur for L.A. Wars, Vernon Wells in The Shrimp on the Barbie, and Dominic West in Punisher Warzone. And the Nicolas Cage Award for Best Supporting Actor goes to a man who just has as epic hair as I do, Wong Chang Lee in Ninja Terminator.
Damn.
Now listen, you have a very important mission ahead of you. You are to search out Tomashi's brother, Ikaza, and his sister, Machiko, who are believed to be in possession of the body of the Golden Ninja Warrior.
I understand, sir.
Bring me the body of that Golden Ninja Warrior, and if the brother or sister offer any resistance, you must kill them without any hesitation. Do you understand me?
Woo! Nicolas Cage, how much did you pay for that wig from Ninja Terminator? Because I know you own it. Mm.
I said to Wong Chang Lee, I will buy that wig for $2 million if he gave it to me, because I need that He-Man wig in my collection.
He offered to sell for $100,000, but you insisted on paying $2
million. Mm.
Exactly, because I knew it was worth more than that. Because all that hair is just made out of gold to me.
I mean, that's fair.
It's made of gold from the Gold City Amazons, so...
Mm.
Exactly. That's why I had to buy it, because it came from the Golden Temple Amazon. So I'm going to go off and meet Wong Chang Lee so I can get that hair. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
I mean, so many fantastic actors, and the one that nobody's probably ever heard of won the award. That's how it should be.
But that's the thing, though. The cliché is definitely that hair that won him that category.
It did.
You know, I'm glad that this award show is as weird and as dumb as our normal podcast.
And that's why we love it so. And now, presenting our next award for Best Actress is Marcy.
Yes, I'm back. Back again. Tell a friend. Yes. So, Best Actress is one of the big awards. The Best Actress of 2022 in a film watched on the Tuba Tuesdays podcast. There are some fan-fucking-tastic nominees. So, here we go. Elizabeth Berkley for Showgirls. Lucinda Dickey for Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. Louise Lasser for Crime Wave. Heather Locklear for The Return of Swamp Thing. Maura Monti for Batwoman, which I'm pretty sure she was nominated because of that bat bikini, which we all appreciate. Mm-hmm. Laurie Petty for Tank Girl, and Linnea Quigley for Vice Academy. Now, I'm pretty sure this could be rigged because the winner of the award, and she's here to accept it, is Louise fucking Lasser in Crime Wave.
It's an emergency. The street, and well, before that, I'd seen Mr. Odegaard, I'd seen him working late, and I
hello, everybody, it's me, Louise Lasser. First of all, I feel like Tom Hanks right about now, because I've won 2 back-to-back Best Actress Awards at the Tubi Tuesday Awards, so I'm about halfway there for being the Meryl Streep of the Tubi Tuesday Awards. So anyways,
Meryl Streep, I'm very excited. Hanks, get it right, Louise.
I'll say whoever I can say in terms of actors, because they're all wonderful and amazing, But first of all, I want to dedicate this award to my sons Terry and Todd, who are the lions of my life, and also little baby Craven, even though he keeps trying to stab me. But most importantly, the man of my life, the one who makes me live every single day and makes me want to drink more and more red wine, my honey bunch Craven, who is absolutely, I adore, and also thank everyone for watching Crime Wave, and I look forward to winning this award again next year. So anyways, I'll see you all later. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
And there we have it. I'm pretty sure she agreed to that.
That's the quickest we've ever got her out of here.
Indeed, indeed. And I've got it. Now we have back-to-back winner, Louise Lasser, on the show.
Holy shit. She's just got more of an ego now. What have we done?
Oh, God. She's going to become a diva. We're not going to be able to afford her on this show. Well, we do only pay her in red wine and rotary phones. So.
And I'm running out of rotary phones.
And I'm also running out of pumpkin pie as well. And right now, up next is our next category, which is the Best Actor Award, and presented by Batch.
Best Actor this year. Another heated category. So we've got some legends. We've got John Barrowman for Shark Attack 3, Megadalon. We got Jackie Chan playing two roles for Twin Dragons. Which one did we nominate him for? Do we know? Which of the characters?
Both characters.
Both?
Okay.
Because he's...
Okay, just checking.
That was fun.
So we got Cheech Marin for Shrimp and the Barbie.
Fuck yeah.
We got David Paul and Peter Paul for Double Trouble, the Barbarian Brothers. We got Tom Everett Scott for American Werewolf in Paris. Ringo Starr for Caveman. And Tim Thomerson for Transformers 2, The Return of Jack Death. And the 2B Tuesday Award goes to Jack fucking Death himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Thomerson.
It's the crack of 200 years from now. More addictive than heroin, made from the pollen of designer plant, patented in the year 2078 by a professor, Anthony Scribosa.
Yeah, but the question is, how'd he get it down the line to 1991? I mean, he couldn't have transported a supply of Scrib 78 through a time slot.
No, but he could have transported some seeds. He's probably growing this stuff.
Their greenhouse at the center.
Yeah, it's all starting to figure now. The nursery, the greenhouses, Wardo's created a transfer farm, all right. He gets his raw materials off the streets, out of the rehab centers, feeds them Scrib 78 for a couple of weeks, and he owns them.
Woo! Woo! Well done, Tim Thomerson. Well deserved. Transformers 2, The Return of Jack Death was a very fun movie.
Definitely. And even though he was nominated for Dollman last year, he came back for a vengeance this year by winning
the
category.
He took that Best Actor Award. He wasn't taking no prisoners now.
No. Exactly. We'll have to find another one for next year first, so he maybe get a repeat performance.
Oh, we could do, yeah.
Definitely.
And with all that talent, Tim Thomerson just snatched that fucking award like a champ.
Right out of the Ringo Starr's hands.
I know, right? But don't worry, Ringo will be okay because he won the Best Patreon Poll Subscribers Pick Award, so that's okay. So, but we'll move right along to the Worst Tubi Movie Award, in which we acknowledge the not-so-great movies we watched on the show this year, and the nominees in this category, which will be presented by me, are Halloween Hell, Hell of the Living Dead, Mr. Jingles, Puppet Master vs. Demonic Toys, Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker, Stone Age Sirens, and a film that we do love, for different reasons, Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood, and the award for the worst Tubi movie of 2022, Mr. Jingles.
Children, his axe swings down, axe swings down.
You're goddamn right it is.
I'd like to accept this award because Mr. Jingles was my pick. And I'm actually I want to say first, I'm kind of upset Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood was nominated for Worst Movie because... Like, yeah, it wasn't the best movie, but we had a great time, and...
There have been worse ones.
Yeah.
Yes. But to be fair...
To be fair...
We actually didn't really have that many truly bad ones, so we had to at least fill out the category somehow. Yeah, it had to pick something, so... And it was our first one of the year, so... Yeah.
Well, I'd like to accept the award for Worst Tubi Movie with Mr. Jingles, because it was my pick. I did it as revenge for Hell of the Living Dead.
I still love you, Marcy.
I know. More love to me, because Hell of the Living Dead, in my opinion, was worse. But, it was. You know, Mr. Jingles, what a movie. I pissed myself in the first, like, 5 minutes, and then it was boring till the end. But
the only commentary we've done where I sat in protest
for most
of the fucking movie. Like, if you go back on Patreon and watch the video of that one, I was doodling, I was holding up signs. I was still entertaining, even though, fuck that movie.
I'd like to thank our friends who brought this movie up. I think it was more our friend John Matthews, and yeah, fucking Mr. Jingles. Go find it for like a dollar in a bin somewhere.
Exactly. But before we get to our big major award, we have a special little category.
We actually have two more awards because we have...
Oh, yes.
We still have Best Movie, but then we have the Tubi Achievement Award.
Exactly. That's the big one. But before we get to that one, we have a small little award we want to give out. And that, of course, is the Best Co-Host Award. And Marcy, can you present this one?
Yeah, the Best Co-Host. I mean, Jesus. There's me. There's Bash. There's Bede. We're the co-hosts, but who is the best? I mean, what's going on? The winner of this award is...
I'm clearly the highest of the three.
I mean, true. You win highest. I win second highest. I mean, who's winning this? Let's have a look. Wait, the paper says Craven?
Yeah, I won the award! Hey, I am the best co-host of Doobie Tuesday, the best podcast ever. Number one, Craven is the best. I won this award. Suck it, everybody else.
I mean, you weren't nominated. I'm so confused how you won.
It said Craven. That means I win. That's law. That's binding. That's lawyer stuff.
True.
Well, actually, I'm looking at the envelope right now, Marcy. Actually, it does say Craven... But it's a tie.
There's a tie.
What? I didn't write that.
Marcy, can you tell us who the other winner is?
The other winner, along with Craven, is Louise.
No!
No! I am back. No! I'm now a free time winner of the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
50-50 Louise. I got the restraining order on you.
It only made sense that I won an award with my Honey Bunch Craven.
You can do that side of the stage and stay over there.
It is the perfect wedding present for us to win this award.
We're not getting married.
Oh, we're already married. You just didn't realize it yet.
No.
You were passed out at the time.
Oh, you ruined me? Again? No.
Yes.
Oh, this is the worst day ever.
Oh, it is an amazing night. I've won three awards. I'm almost up to Catherine
Hepburn. This is my award. Mine. You leave me alone. You take your award. This is given to me. I can't hire anything to myself.
Let's go and use this award for very naughty things, Craven. So let's get going.
No.
But yes, we're going to go off and celebrate this monumental moment between Craven and I. So we'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Give me the weed. I need to get high. This is terrible.
What the hell just happened? None of us won an award, and Louise and Craven just took off with it? What bullshit,
man. My God. I'm going to be consoling him for weeks. Thanks, guys.
I know, and I'm very, very... Now Louise has got three awards. She is going to win
all
the
awards next
year.
She's a monster.
She's going to have a bigger head than Owen Hart when he won all the Slammy Awards.
I know, right?
My goodness. He carries
that's a Photoshop. We need someone to Photoshop Owen Hart with his two Slammies, but have that Louise Lazar face for the head. Like, yeah!
We're going to put that in the podcast post for this this episode. Now, we're right up to one of our big awards, and that, of course, is the Best Tubi Movie, and, of course, acknowledging the very best of the films we've watched and this year. And this is one where all three of us I get to present this award, one at a time with each film. So let's get straight to it. Our nominees for the best Tubi movie of 2022 are Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo,
Caveman,
Crime Wave,
Golden Temple Amazons,
LA Wars,
Orgasmo,
Possessed by the Night,
Showgirls,
and Romeo and Juliet.
Alright guys, we got the envelope here. And the winner of the Tubi Tuesday Award for Best Tubi Movie of 2022 is... Possessed by the Night!
I felt drawn to it.
That is the weirdest thing.
But now, something is happening to Howard Hanson. Something that makes his dreams seem real.
Who are you? Carol McKay, Mr. Dunlap's secretary.
Dreams of desire.
Howard, what's with the new addition? Why is she living here?
She's putting everything into the computer.
Of power. Of passion.
Don't give in to this thing. Don't let it win.
It already has, Peg.
Possessed by the Night. There are dreams that should never come true.
Once again, I would like to accept this award on behalf of Fred Olin Ray, Shannon Tweed, and everybody else. Not only do I have the honor of having the award for Worst Tubi Movie because I picked Mr. Jingles, I also picked Possessed by the Night. I might have more of an ego than Louise Lasser because yeah, I've got right. The best and worst movies as my picks because I'm sick.
Also, this is just came in just now. This is totally not scripted. This totally has come in. We have somebody who has sent a message knowing that Possessed by the Night has won. And that, of course, is the Creature in a Jar. Creature in a Jar. What is your message?
Hello. That's me, Creature in a Jar, from Possessed by the Night.
Is there a reason? Is there a reason you sound like one of my ex-boyfriends?
Well, then, I also sound like Craig, because I need a new body. But anyways, thank you for the Tubi Tuesday Awards for this award. It's going to sleep with me in the jar as I make everyone horny.
Ew. But anyway.
Yes, but anyways, thank you, Marcy, for picking this movie. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye.
But also here to accept the award is the Bowflex. Hello, I'm the Bowflex. Thank you for featuring me in this movie, and I'm going to accept this award along with the jar creature. Remember, folks, use your Bowflex and keep in shape, but also show off your tits. Goodbye. Jesus, that was weird.
That was weird.
Wow. They both showed up at the very last minute for this award.
What's up with that?
That jar is going to do so much cocaine tonight with Louise Lasser.
Exactly. Now, our final award for this episode, and it's the big one. It is the Best Tubi Achievement Award. Do a round table of who is nominated. So let's get to it. The nominee. Yeah,
we should explain that to be nominated for this category, you have to be in more than one film.
Yes.
Exactly.
You have to be in more than one film, direct more than one film, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's people we've we've seen or, you know, experienced their work more than once within the year.
Exactly.
But we also love
them. And definitely. And also, Ted Raimi was our first recipient of this award last year, but he's not nominated this year, but I'm excited to find out who is the winner. So we'll get straight to it. And our nominees are Michael Hirst for Class of Nukem High, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, and The Toxic Avenger.
Ice-T, who was in Electric Boogaloo, Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo, and Tank Girl.
Lloyd Kaufman for Class of Nukem High, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, Orgasmo, The Toxic Avenger, and Romeo and Juliet.
Louise Lasser for Crime Wave and Frankenhooker.
Let's hope she doesn't win again.
Goddamn.
Our brother from another mother, Cheech Marin, for Shrimp on the Barbie and Yellowbeard.
Fred Olin Ray for Possessed by the Night and Stone Age Sirens.
And finally, R.L. Ryan for Class of Nukem High and The Toxic Avenger. Now, it only makes sense that, Marcy, you should be the one who tell us who the winner is.
All right. The winner of the Best Tubi Achievement Award is not Louise Lasser. Sorry, Louise. It is the one and only Uncle Lloyd Kaufman. Uncle Lloyd with two awards this year.
Indeed. I'm very glad he won, because Louise could have easily won a fourth award this year and could have swept the entire award ceremony.
Mm.
Denied on the triple threat.
Denied.
Denied on the hat trick.
Exactly. But yes, that is the end of our second annual Tubi Tuesdays Awards. Guys, we have done it. We have got 2022 out of the way. How do we feel about the year overall for the show?
I mean, the show, it was a fantastic year. We went through the LA Wars. You know,
we still don't know who won.
We don't know who won, how it wrapped up.
They're over. They're over.
Yeah, it's done. We're moving 2023. It's phase three of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. A brand new storyline will be starting on our next episode. It was, but honestly, it's quite a year. We had a lot of highs, a few lows, Mr. Jingles, Hello Living Dead, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, some of the amazing things we got to do, you know, we got to have an interview chat with the co-writer of Tales of Fifth Grade, Robin Hood. So definitely check that out. It was, people seem to enjoy that. And hopefully we will be speaking to Ryan Ebert again, because he does have some good stuff on Tubi. And also, like, we had some great friends and Patreon subscribers come and join us on the show. I fucking can't even remember who joined us at this point, because it was a long year. I know we had,
Yeah, well, those were, of course, our good friends, Lance Langford from The Horror Returns, Mark Chevalier, Batch's co-host on Web Tales. Also, we had Pat Torvey come on the show, and also we had Derek Smith, who joined us as well. And also, one of your mates, Batch, also joined us.
James Simpson.
Yes, James Simpson, yes.
All our guests.
And, yeah. And also Tim Davis joined us as well.
And we had Pete joined us. Warning. Are we missing anyone?
I hope not. Well, except for maybe one person. Yes, we apologize.
We had the Trash Panda guys.
Oh, yeah, Trash Panda.
Yes, the Trash Panda. Colin and Gotts for being on our show as well twice last year.
Yes.
Yes.
How did they win on this award show to do it?
they might have to come on the next award show next year. But also, our biggest guest, Uncle Lloyd himself, who joined us. And I'm still giddy that episode actually happened. I think I'm going to be even high on that episode.
I honestly can't believe Lloyd was happy to, like, do that podcast in two parts. He picked Romeo and Juliet for us to watch with him. He told us, maybe several times, some interesting stories. Lloyd Kaufman, you know what he's like. We hear everything. Just the fact that he just took time out to chat with us and watch one of his movies and just enjoy himself was amazing.
Definitely.
It's been quite the year of achievements for our little Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And I just thank you to everybody who's, who's joined us, who is a Patreon. If you watch us on YouTube, all our little clips, if you share us on your socials, of course, if you listen to the show, even if you listen to the odd episode here and there, thank you. If you listen to all of them, Jesus Christ, you're a legend.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Honestly, from the bottom of all of our hearts, thank you to everybody. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Looking forward to madness this year.
Definitely. And also, if you want to hear some of the best moments from last year, definitely listen to both our Best of 2022 episodes, which are right up now on all podcast streaming services. So many great moments from last year. Definitely give those a listen. And next week, we're going to be starting off with a bang by doing our second annual Tubi Originals Patreon poll episode, which we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five films up for consideration for that poll. Which will win? You'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, though, before we end this episode, guys, do you both want to know what our top 10 most downloaded episodes of last year were?
Top 10 most popular episodes? Yes, tell us, Speed. Let's go.
Now, excluding our awards and best of episodes last year, since they were more special episodes. Mm-hmm. Our top 10 most popular episodes of 2022 were: number 10, The Return of Swamp Thing; number 9, Punisher Warzone; number 8, LA Wars; number 7, Shark Attack 3 Megadalon; number 6, An American Werewolf in Paris; number 5, Tank Girl; number 4, Hell of the Living Dead.
Jesus.
Goddamn.
Number 3, Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood.
Fuck yeah.
Number 2, Possessed by the Night.
Fuck yeah.
And our most popular episode of last year was Orgasmo.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Excellent. Thank you again to everybody who listens.
Exactly. And we also thank Colin and Gotts for joining us for that episode. That's probably why the episode was as popular as it was.
It was just a train wreck and it was hilarious. We had a lot of fun. Yes. But yeah, exactly.
Do I know how to pick movies, or do I know how to pick movies?
Right.
Exactly.
So our next episode back, we'll be watching what the Patreons want us to watch with a Tubi original. After that, we will be doing a next Patreon pick. And then, probably more so towards February, it'll be back to us picking films. And I believe it's me who gets the first pick this year. Mm. Even if it's not, I'm claiming it now.
I promise the show is going to be even weirder in 2023. We're going to find the more fucked up movies to watch this year.
I'm going to find the weirdest shit and we're going to watch it.
Exactly. And also, we've talked about this, so I think we'll give a little bit of something exciting to talk about, to our listeners, is that this year, we're going to do something a little different for our shows. Every now and again, between the three of us, like one of us each every few months, we're going to do a double feature episode.
Mm-hmm.
In which we'll pick 2 one-hour films that are on Tubi and watch them back-to-back for the show.
We have teased this for quite a while, but we will be doing it this year.
But, yes. Well, I guess that could be a wrap on this second annual Tubi Tuesday Podcast Awards. Once again, thank you for everyone for listening to this insane episode of the show. And, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yeah, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. You can always look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, on your socials or YouTube or your podcast players. You'll find something to do with us there. All of our links are available on Linktree at linktr.ee/the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And I have set up my own personal Linktree, and you can find all my links and where to find me there, which is linktr.ee/supermarcy. Very easy.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. And also, now on YouTube, we've launched our video version of our podcast. So if I've ever made you laugh on this podcast, if I've ever made you shake your head, please do me a little favor, your old buddy Batch. Go to YouTube, look up Pop40, smash that subscribe button, and we're starting our march to 100 subscribers. That's our first goal. As we launch our video content for Pop4D, we want to get 100 subscribers on YouTube, so please do us a favor and subscribe to Pop4D on YouTube.
If people want to find me on the internet, they can find me at my official Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine, or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/bjamine. Also, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns, and as well as follow the official Twitter account of my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, at twitter.com/BeedVSTLD, and also my podcast is on all podcast streaming services everywhere, so give that a listen too. But yes, that is a wrap on the second annual Tubi Tuesday Podcast Awards. We hope you all really enjoyed it, and we'll see you next Tuesday, everyone, for phase 3 of the show. See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.